It's good to see everybody. Now, Cole, you've got a topic that you want me to cover. So why don't you restate the topic?
Okay. We feel like we're running pretty well as a team, and we do understand the supernova process and use it. But we want to be able to dive deeper and create good organization, schedule meetings well. What else?
Okay.
We were speaking earlier and that's how the idea came up.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that we're doing things very well on the surface. I think that, we have our systems in place and stuff like that, but you are our, accountability coach.
Thank you for the title.
So yeah, I mean, we would like to get a little deeper on how we can hold ourselves accountable.
Okay.
We certainly are seeing the results. Joe just popped on and I'm proud to tell you Joe brought in 18 million this week.
Wow. Fantastic, Joe.
So he's been very successful there and we've been doing a lot of really positive things and had a lot of success and we are building our pipeline again. Okay. But with the processes, I think maybe we could just get a little deeper on that. And
okay. So that it's such a great topic because you we're always in the process of fine tuning, right? Mm-hmm. And getting better. And so some of this stuff you have to go through a few times and it really starts to stick. So the topic really is how do we improve organization? And why don't you tell me where you see the gaps in organization right now? If you could elaborate a little bit on that. Who would like to start?
Joe Friedman. I'm going to volunteer you.
Oh, do you see, you were the, okay. We should volunteer Amir since he was the last one to come up.
Nora on today?
She's in the process of opening up an account. So,
the accounts just keep on flowing through. So Joe, tell us, what do you think the gaps are in terms of, organization that helps to drive the business? What are the gaps that you see?
Well, we have two moving parts here. The first moving part is I have been changing my business from a pure transactional business to more of a managed money business.
Okay.
And I would not have been able to have done that, of course, without forming this team that we formed. So I've been extremely busy just with my existing book. And the new money that came in is from an existing client. I've known this money's been out there forever. And due to our teamwork and presenting him some planning advice, I finally broke him down, got the money in. So it's not, and we have this formation of the team, which has been, a year and a couple months going. So I kind of feel like we hired you and we brought you in at a time that it's been hard to really just concentrate on just team, because I've been changing my business completely also.
Okay.
So to answer your question, you presented us with a lot of things that we should be doing, including keeping a book, I forget the terminology, keeping a book that you mentioned, whatever that book is.
Scoreboard,
scoreboard. And you presented us with, making sure that we have a certain amount of new pipelines, and using our referral system for a certain amount of leads. I've just been so swamped with moving my business to new business to my new model, with the help of the team, that it's been hard to do all those other things that I recognize that as a team that we should be doing in 18 months, once, you know, or in a year or whatever, once we have this team really with a strong foundation, you know, coming back to a lot of the things that you mentioned, I think are just going to be more, we'll have more time to really work on and look and really make them the most important things. They haven't been, and I'm being, you know, honest, they haven't been like, they haven't been the most important thing because we're just new with this team aspect and having, and everything
that doing team dynamics and all of that.
Yeah. So there's a lot of things that you have stressed to us that I don't think that we have been able to meet, that I think in the future, you know, in doing 2-3 calls in a year, once we're more situated, structured, past the hard initial push, that we start to really do things that you have stressed.
Right.
I mean, we know the basics, doing the calls, which have been well received, going after new money and having leads, more leads. I mean, I spent the first 10 months of this up until 2 months ago that I had no time for even thinking about new leads. So, but now it's on my plate. And, so that's, you know, that's kind of, you know, I don't want to gloss over anything, but it's been difficult to hold to what you justifiably have told us is the way that we should be going. It's been difficult to really get there right now.
Thank you for that. Mijanu, what's your idea of the gaps in organization?
I think maybe our morning meetings have been very good. I think very productive, but we've been having this in alternate weeks, and then we have a meeting just us on the weeks that we don't have one with you. I think having a little bit more structure on those meetings, especially if we're not going to have meetings with you at some point, to have a little more structure to those meetings, so that we've talked so many times about the scoreboard or the game board. I keep talking about it. I just can't seem to wrap my brain around it from a team, our particular team structure. And talking in our own language that we use, or something, but just having that kind of accountability in our weekly, longer weekly meetings.
Okay.
I think that would be helpful.
Good. Okay. Amir, what do you think the gaps are in terms of organization right now?
In terms of organization, I mean, I think we're pretty good. I can't necessarily think of anything off the top of my head.
Okay. Nicole, what do you think the gaps are in terms of organization?
I honestly think that's exactly what Joe and Mijanu said.
Okay.
I think that's it. We need to be more accountable. But we have needed this time for Mijanu's clients and Joe's clients to each get used to, you know, the other FA and the other ways of working. I think we can be more accountable. We just really need to put that as a priority.
Right. If I may, I mean, I want to give everybody on this team credit, because this is not a credit. I mean, this is not a team filled with people who don't hold themselves to a high standard and really expect a lot of themselves as part of the team. You know, I'm amazed every day that there's really nobody on our team that's like, oh, well, that person, we got to bring them up with us. Everybody's really focused and motivated to make things work. And I would hope that if anybody felt that I wasn't, that they would let me know. Nicole and I were also talking this week about the fact that Joe and I are on each other's client calls because we're in that introduction process, and and then the new clients we've brought in, we're all being Joe, Amir, and I are. We're still doing that. That's going to kind of drift off. We won't need that as much in the future, but for right now, it's very hard for us to add to our schedule because we're pretty full with the calls that we're doing, and we're all on them. So that's one thing that I guess we should kind of discuss, is that process of.
Okay. Okay.
Because it's so beneficial. I mean, right now, Joe coming on with the client that I moved over to the number, you know, he's having a different conversation, and then all of a sudden we're putting that client in alternatives, and then all of a sudden finally that client's saying, yeah, I'm going to probably bring some money over from Chase. You know, so these are really important things in our process. But at some point, we're going to have some people that we're just going to have to let go and just do the monthly calls for a while, hope to get some referrals from.
Right. Okay. So let's kind of go back to this organization and accountability for a moment and spend some time talking about that. Let's say the key thing is when you start to get too busy, there really are too many relationships, more than likely, and you're going to have to raise the number in terms of your minimum and your maximum. So remember, we went back and we talked about that 80-20 concept, and we said, well, what we want is we want more like the 20% that do most of the business. And so this is a scary part for every team, is right-sizing the book in order to grow. And if you have too many relationships, there's no room in the day or the week to grow. Now, ideally, you both should have about 85 relationships each. Okay. So you got to get to your core. Those are the ones that are going to receive your 12-4-2 service. They get scheduled. Okay. Now, you know, we don't have to necessarily talk today about who we're going to get rid of, but, you know, you're going to have your butlers. They're going to get the 4-1 service. Three butlers equals one client. So you got to get the book right size so that you can free up the time for the really important things, which is acquiring more assets and more clients. So that's the reminder there. Segmentation, getting down to your core, 85 that generate, you know, most of your business.
Do you recommend, Nicole has the spreadsheet, do you recommend that we, at one of our meetings, we just go down that list and have our team make sure they're in the right categories, or?
That's right. You should have a meeting. Let's do this in phases. One phase is who we're going to keep, you know, and who really, you know, has to go. They don't meet our minimums. And those that are going to end up being butlers and receive the 4-1 service. Okay.
There's another level of service below 4-1 because there's really nowhere for us to send clients.
That's called the client call center.
We don't have it.
You don't have it.
You don't have it.
Accept it. They don't accept it. I mean,
if they're in management, if they're in PM, if they're in IRA, I mean, there's always a caveat that they want
to. Okay.
There's always a reason. And we don't have anybody in the office, and we're not going to give them to Amir because that's not Amir's role.
That doesn't help your brand. That doesn't help your brand. Okay. So
I did tell Nick that if he has an FAA that he's placing, and it's good, and he wants us to interview him to put him in our office, then we could do that. But that's like a pie in the sky idea, you know.
Okay. All right. So what I'm going to say is that they kind of go to the back of the book. And if they call in, you know, they got to schedule an appointment. Until we can figure out a way with the infrastructure to move those accounts along. But you can't deprive your best relationships of the service that they deserve. And because what we're all about now is taking the practice to the next level. So that's the first phase of what we've got to do that is going to help with the organization. Got to free up the time so that we're not overwhelmed. The second thing I would suggest is that we decide on what are we going to measure that at the end of a week, the end of the month, suggests that we are growing and moving in the right direction. So what do we want to measure? Okay. That's your scoreboard, game board. So let's talk about that. I mean, I have some ideas, but you want to measure client acquisition, right? How many new relationships that fit our target came in this week? Okay. And how did they come in? Are we working COIs? Are we working the BIPSA? Okay. What one of the client acquisition strategies, and there's like nine of them, you know, are we using to bring in new relationships? Enthusiastic endorse model, COIs, BIPSA. You know, so just pick three and look at those three and said, how did they come to us? So who's going to be in charge of the game board on a weekly basis? Is that going to be you, Nicole?
Probably.
Okay. So now, Nicole, you give a gentle reminder. And you and Denora are also going to know when a new relationship comes in. Mm-hmm. So some of the work is going to be done. So you're going to have a column or a spreadsheet. You can use the one in the end of the guidebook, or you can formulate that in an Excel spreadsheet. Okay. So you want to measure new client relationships and the assets that came in. Okay. Mm-hmm. So how much in assets came in that week? So Joe got in, you know, 18 million, big win. When you have your game board meeting, how did we do it? Let's reinforce positive behavior. What happened? Are we explaining 1242? The client likes the concierge service. Did we deliver on our value proposition as a team? Did the client get introduced to each of the team members? So look at that. So your game board discussions, when you have them once a week, should go like that. Just like I'm doing it with you. You know, what came in this week? Now,
what's working? Right. We have to discuss what's working and understand that the 18 million, what worked. I also got another 2-3 million in from Mulaney this week. Why, what's working? So that just should push us along, that we know how, you know, what's coming in and why.
Perfect. Now, Amir,
the issue is that Mijanu has an FC number. I have an FC number. We have a joint FC number. So whoever's doing this game board, like initially this new 18 million is coming into my FC number. And then the 2 million that's come in is coming into mine, but it's going to be moved into PM accounts, which is going to be the team. Okay. So the game board is almost like three game boards, because we're still not one FC number with one team.
So you're going to be combining some of the results. Okay. That's fine.
So I think the game board has to be combined of all three.
Right. Yep. You should have one. A mirror. Yep. How many plans did we do last week?
Three.
Two okay. Or three. How many were scheduled to be done? Was it five and you did three? Or three scheduled and you did three? This is the kind of discussion that should happen with the team. So I'm role playing with Amir right now. Mm-hmm. Okay. So how many did we schedule, Amir?
Well, we scheduled, four, like you introductory calls to gather the information. Completed okay. Three. One is still in the process of gathering more information. And then, this week we have some more in the hopper.
Okay, and that's exactly the conversation, the way the conversation is should go. You know, we've got a pipeline of five. We closed on three. We're gathering information on two. You know, right. What's our goal for next week, Amir? What do we have in terms of appointments next week?
Well, the goal for next week, I think, is to finish up another two or three that are still in process.
Okay. So.
And have those meetings with the clients.
Okay. So now the team has got to decide.
It would be helpful, like you said, even if we're doing this, because we're going to always be doing this at some points because Joe, whether we're all in the office or not, because Joe will be in Colorado sometimes. If we could do the Zoom and shared screen and have templates with these questions and then the names of the actual clients, because I feel like we could always come up with numbers, right? We could say this much came in. We can say we have this many plans. And I certainly am not saying anybody's fibbing, but it's just what was this week, what was next week. And if we have a weekly meeting, then we say, okay, we had four plans, right? And then next week we're like, well, we had four plans, but we look at the list. It's actually two new ones and the rest were from some last year. So I think it's really important that we get this visually created. Yeah. And I'm, of course, knowing Nicole is just writing away and going to create this. I'm happy to work with you on it, Nicole.
Yeah. So there's a template in the guidebook. I think it's in section 14 in the guidebook. Okay. So there's templates for this. You know, you want to measure the critical drivers of your business. Planning is one of them. So, you know, if I'm the leader on the team, I'm going to be a nice person, but I'm going to be, you know, and don't take this the wrong way, Amir, but I'm going to grill you a little bit because I need information from you so that you learn how to give me a complete story of what's going on with planning. You know, how many plans were done with existing clients, Amir? How many plans were done with new clients? And what did you, what kind of feedback did you give to the person that's responsible for implementing planning strategies? Or when you did a plan, you discovered, you know, there's a major long-term care issue here. There's a couple that need to really have their insurance evaluated. So give me some meat here, Amir. Okay, boom. Move on to the next. Move on to the next component of the organization. Now, one of the things I want to get back to in terms of organization is making sure that the monthly calls are taking place. Okay. And that nothing slips through the cracks. So, you know, in terms of the monthly calls, how are we doing? You know, if our goal is to make sure that the 85 relationships get spoken to once a month, okay, then that's going to be probably 22 per week, okay? And so you have to ask yourselves, are they scheduled? And how many reviews did we do? Okay. Because that's a beautiful time to get an enthusiastic endorsement and also to make sure that the needs are being met and new business comes out of it. Now, after each call, you know, before the call, the agenda is going out to the client. Who's responsible for making sure that the agendas are going out? Is anybody slipping? Okay. So Nicole, you got that. Agendas go out 4 or 5 days prior to the call for the team members, the relationship managers. Now, what happens after the call? The team member or the relationship manager is sending an email on the next steps. This is what we discussed. This is, you know, kind of where we stand, and this is what we agreed to. Okay. Is that happening? Okay. So we need to make sure that that's happening, because it's those little things that create that concierge practice and allow us to get personal introductions, which brings me to the next point in our game board measurement. How many personal introductions did we get last week? Did we get 2? Did we get 3? Did we get a goose egg? If we got only 2 from the 22 calls we had last week, okay, did we not ask? Did we not get to it? What happened? Are we educating the client on the type of relationship that we work with? Oh, by the way, I just wanted to let you know that your valued client, we love you. We appreciate the personal introductions that you give us. And just by way of reminder, we're looking to work with individuals that have at least $3 million in total assets so that we can help solve their problems too, whatever your script is going to be. So again, it's about fine tuning what you want to measure. And that becomes your game board on the left side. We're going to measure client acquisition. We're going to measure personal introductions. We're going to measure conversations with COIs. We're going to measure plans done and plan implementation. And each of the team members that have been assigned a responsibility is going to give their report. And another team member ought to feel comfortable that this isn't to slight any team member, because we got to start getting to the point where we're okay with this, is a team member should call another team member out in a positive way. So if I call out Amir and I say, I don't know why my screen is frozen, but it is.
We can still hear you.
Okay. So if I call out Amir and I says, well, Amir, we did 5 plans and, you know, what kind of opportunities, did we see in the plans that were done? You know, speak up, because that's how business gets done. Indirectly, that's how you're going to ultimately get paid.
Of course.
You know, through the execution of those plans. Okay.
Okay.
How many clients we bring in? Okay. How much in assets did we bring in? Did any clients enthusiastically endorse us this week? Did we have any communication with COIs? So identify the things that are going to be measured and use the game board template. So it's that calendar and it's that schedule. It's making it work for you. Now let me stop talking. How does this resonate with you so far, Vishnu?
It's helpful. So so what I'm hearing is we should come up with a list of the things that are most important to us and make sure that, you know, each of us has some form of responsibility to make these things happen. Like you said, how many plans did we do last week, or how many plans did we plan to do and how many did we get done and so forth. And then have this illustrated so we can see progress, but also see where we might find where we might be a little deficient, or, you know.
Right. Where the gaps might be, right? Okay. And what'll happen is you'll start to fine tune it. And, you know, Amir, you're going to come up with, you know, with ideas the whole time that you're taking data and getting information. You're looking at mortgage opportunities, securities-based lending opportunities, long-term care opportunities, asset allocation opportunities, trusts, kid stuff. Make a itemized checklist after each plan is done on what opportunities exist, and you deliver that, one copy of it, to your relationship manager. And then periodically you follow up, you know, on Mrs. Jones, who I knew you met with this week. How far down on the checklist have we moved? You know, we had 10 items and we've got 3. What's going on with the other 7? So nothing slips through the cracks. So the team is now holding itself accountable for team performance. Okay. All right. So scheduling, COIs, client acquisition, game board. And there should be a part of the agenda for idea flow. You know, the last question, new business, how do we make our team better? Just one question. How do we make ourselves better? Okay. And have that dialogue. Okay. Any questions about what we covered? So we talked about game boarding. We talked about accountability. There's a template in there for you. We went back and we reviewed some of the process-oriented things. Let me hear from you now in terms of comments, and we'll call this a day. Mijanu, comment?
You're not tired of hearing from me?
You know, I'll go to Joe too, and Amir.
No, I mean, I think this is a great starting point, and it will be very helpful. Okay. I think that the mergers and acquisitions idea, it's not a bad idea. We might want to consider another advisor in our office and integrating his book into this situation, but we'll talk about that offline another time, Joe.
Okay. I'm happy to talk to you about how to onboard a new team member. I wrote a chapter in my book on that very, very subject, and that's critical. But you want to make sure that, you know, you all are really getting really organized and coming together nicely. And then all of a sudden now you're going to integrate another team member and assimilate him into the culture of your team and have him understand Supernova, your scheduling process, so on and so forth. Joe, comments?
No. Is this our last call, or do we have one more call?
One more.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to go cold turkey without you. So,
want to hire me for more?
We can consider it.
Okay. We're going to be taking the next 3 months and trying to really use the book and all the techniques. And then we're going to be needing you in the future. So we will be back on that. But we will miss you after our last call because.
Well, maybe once a month or twice a month, I become your accountability partner, and we kind of go through the advanced phases of this stuff as we try to implement and execute. So, we'll talk about that on a separate session and what that might mean. Okay.
Yep.
Amir, tell me what's, how you feel about what was covered today.
No, I like all the ideas. It might be helpful. I guess at this point we just have to implement them and also come up with the metrics that we're going to follow.
Okay.
I'm happy.
You don't mind if I use you as my shield, right?
Not at all. Always.
Okay. All right. Nicole, is this kind of what you wanted to see too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And ditto to what the team said. I mean, I think we need to just get stricter with ourselves and more accountable. I think once we get in that flow, we will. And I like what you said to add in at the end of all of our like internal team meetings. How do we make ourselves better? Because there's always something we can work on, even if we think we're doing a good job.
Right. Why don't you send me your idea of what your game board should look like next week.
Okay.
Just email it to me and let me eyeball it. And I'll give you some feedback on it on our next call. Okay. Well, it was wonderful being with you all today, and you're really, really doing well, and you're smart to kind of go back and readdress and refine, reboot on some of the things that we've already, that we've covered. So, appreciate that. So enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you very much.
You too.
Okay. Bye bye.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye.